FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. With events right throughout the year for all the family. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
The Spancil Hill Fair, dating back centuries, is the stuff of song and legend. The young and the old and the brave and the bold attended the fair, a ritual for thousands of traders and spectators who were there at the crossroads this past Friday, coming from all over Ireland and indeed beyond, making a shorter journey than many. Our own Morning Focus producer, Fiona McGarry, one of those who was in attendance at last Friday's Spancil Hill Fair.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the wind till first I came to anchor at the cross at Spancil.
There's business and banter in equal measure at the Spancil Hill Fair, as there has been for hundreds of years. Everywhere there are deals being done and friendships and rivalries being rekindled. Pat Hannan of the Spancil Hill Fair Association has just met up with a man who's been a friend for nearly five decades.
This man is a native of West Clare, of Coore, and he immigrated to England 100 years ago.
99 actually. How are you?
Well, he's living in Mallow now.
Tell me.
Of course, yeah. Horse trading is at the heart of Spancil Hill Fair. This man is a past master with more than half a century's experience, and he's one of the many characters who make this event so unique.
Martin McMahon.
Martin, what took you from West Clare to Mallow?
Women.
And you never came back?
Only once a year for Spancil Hill Fair.
And why is that, Martin?
I have a liking for Spancil Hill Fair. It's one of our few traditions that's been kept up. Fabulous atmosphere, very well run, very well organised.
And do you buy and sell yourself?
I do. I buy and sell here every year. I'm coming here now for 48 years. To the day and only missed it. The year it was cancelled, I think, it was for the foot and mouth. And I've been coming here every year since. Thank heavens.
Business is brisk. The fair attracts buyers and sellers from every corner of Ireland and much further afield. Trade at Spancil Hill has moved with the times, as Pat explains.
The scene seems to have changed over the last, we'll say, 7 or 8 to 10 years, where you have some nice cobs here now that will be broken and ridden, and there'll be five-year-olds and that. And you have customers here like the Miley Cash there. He has a lorry load of horses bought already.
Okay. And so tell me about that, the buying and selling, and where do the customers and the sellers come from?
Well, there are Dutch customers here now. They're here from Holland. Mm. And they're looking for heavy-type horses. And they, even last night, before the fair started, they had 10 horses bought. I couldn't get over here yesterday. The lorries and the trucks were arriving at 11 o'clock in the morning. Unusual enough now, but they want to be parked here, you see. So right here at the end of the fair green. So when they buy the horses, they can load them directly. They can pay for them and load them directly up in the lorry. And they're ready for, once their lorry is full, then they're ready to drive out, you know. So.
Do you have any idea at all, Pat, or any vague estimate of what the value of the sales would be, typically?
No, you're talking about, for a riding cob, I suppose about 1,200, 12 or 1,300 euros for a riding cob, 4 to 5 year olds that are broken and ridden in that. And then you have some nice 3-year-old horses here, and they'd be paying, we'll say, 2,000 to 3,000, you know. So they wouldn't be over expensive horses here, because the real classy horse, I suppose, for eventing and show jumping now are being sold in Gorse Bridge and Cavan, and regular sales, yes. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. But is there good value here?
There is, undoubtedly there's great value, because when people bring horses here to the fair, they're here for sale, and if possible they're not going to bring them home. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's, when a horse or a pony appears at the fair, you have, and they look to be the part, you have so many customers descending on them straight away, you know. So
I'd say when you spot a good one, you want to put a bid in straight away.
Well, if an owner, would say, has the animal too highly priced, that won't deter the customer, because you could ask maybe 3,000, but a customer that would be interested in him, he said, well, I'll give you 1,200 for him.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can do the best you can after that if you're able, you know. So.
A bit of negotiation going on.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of banter like that going on, and then when that happens, two or three fellas might come around that would know you and try to make the deal and try to knock you down, and there's an awful lot of that going on. Mm-hmm. Whereas that doesn't happen in sales, you know. It's a different thing. It's a completely different scenario. And an awful lot of people love that kind of banter.
There is a fantastic atmosphere coming in here, and you can tell there are people who have come year after year after year for that banter and that crack, and also for the value.
You can. You can see that. It's amazing how people from all over the country will come here to Spencer Hill every year. It is nearly a ritual with them, you know.
And one of those who makes that ritual visit every year is a commentator with more than four decades of experience.
Michael Slavin. And I do the commentary here. I just continuity, try to tell people what's happening and keeping things rolling during the course of the day.
How many years have you been coming to Spencer Hill, Michael?
I think it's about 40 now.
Every single year, and you're doing commentary and all that time?
Yeah, I've been doing that. One year I got kicked by a horse and had to go home.
It didn't put you off?
No, I still come back. I still have the marks of it. It's a wonderful experience. It brings you absolutely down to earth because we're in a world now where everything is synthetic in many ways, but there's nothing synthetic here. It's real, utterly real. The people that are selling horses, the people like Miley Cash down there that's buying horses, the fellas that come in from England and from Holland to buy ponies particularly. Ponies are scarce at the moment. You may have heard that from other people because a few years ago when we had the downturn, people stopped breeding. So that leaves them with a scarcity now, particularly of nice Connemaras. They're mad for nice Connemaras up in Sweden and in the Scandinavian countries. And we understand that at both Cavan and Gore's Ridge recently, there are very, very good sales. So there's good people, a lot of people in here looking for ponies today.
So what does your commentary involve? The job of the commentator, it's a big one.
Well, it's mostly to tell them the classes that we have on, because that was an important thing that was done just about 1982, where the local people got together and said they wanted to run showing classes as part of the fair. And so that's basically my effort, is to tell them what the classes are, then announce each one of the competitors, announce the winners, and we hope to get a really good final for the Pride of Spancil Hill, the championship of the fair, and we give them a good spoof at the end of it and get their picture taken and interview them and all of that. So it's a matter of just keeping a bit of a liveliness at the centre of the arena. And of course, also today we're going to have the Cossack in again, putting on his performance. So that's a new thing in the fair itself. He was here last night for the Donkey Derby section. That was great fun last night. That was unbelievable. The youngsters, they give you absolute courage for the future because of the enthusiasm and the competitiveness of the boys and the girls there last night in the little competitions that we had. So all of that, as I say, brings you down to earth and is utterly, utterly real, and that's the beauty of the fair.
You must have an eye for a good horse yourself, Michael, after all these years.
I'd be the wrong person to ask what horse to buy. Once in a while, when you see them jumping internationally, as I have down the years, you can see there are some of them that are just pure special. And even an untrained eye would see there's something different about this horse. It's like a wonderful athlete, that the movement of them, the way they leave the ground, the way they conduct themselves, all of that. And every once in a while, you'll get a very special mare that has grace about her that is different. So those are the ones at the very top end. But the ordinary ones that run right through the middle, the ones that are here today, if you ask me which one to buy, I would not have a clue. Somebody would be coming back to me and said, you advised me badly.
Well, one man who isn't short of advice on a good purchase is Martin McMahon, and it's back down to business for the West Clare native.
That's an English show pony, you know. Mm. That's the type of pony, you know, you see performing at the Horse of the Year. She's English show pony bred. They're bred to jump for children.
These are beautiful chestnut ponies with white socks, one of them.
Absolutely, she's a year old. Her dam was the first Irish bred pony to win the bronze medal.
So that's her mother?
Her mother. The first one.
So will you part with them?
Oh, I sell them. That's what I came here for.
What kind of a price are you looking for?
I'm looking for 2,000 for the yearling. And I'd give no quarter of 1,000 for the 2-year-old.
Did you get any offers yet?
I'm only got here.
Days long.
The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill at the parish church near Cluny, a mile from Spansel Hill.
That report from Clare FM's Fiona McGarry.
If we only tell you one side, then you're only getting half the news. Both sides, first. Morning Focus on Clare FM.